Are you getting my point here? Life is not shared equally. I need to emphasize this. I shared this one with us last time. I think it's good for us to just look at it together today. All right? I just want to explain a particular principle. Because if we don't understand this thing, what happens to a lot of us is that we unconsciously we start thinking life is not fair when it comes to time for us to be responsible. We now realize that, oh, this life is not fair. I'm in a family. Our father needs money. He needs to have an operation. And then everything is like 300,000 naira. And my siblings expect me alone to bring all the money. I think it is very wrong of them to expect you alone to bring all the money. But there may be a reason why they expect you alone to bring all the money. Are you getting my point? No, it's very important to understand it. Let's just read this particular, the story of the widow. The book of Luke chapter 21. From verse 1, he said, "And he looked up and saw the rich putting their gifts into the treasury. And he saw a poor widow putting in two small copper coins." King James says, two mites. "And he said, truly I say to you, this poor widow put in more than all of them. For they put out of their surplus, for they all out of their surplus put into the offering. But she out of her poverty put in all that she had to live on." Please, there's a principle here. He said, some gave out of their surplus. And that's how a lot of us give. They give out of their surplus. What I don't need, I give out of it. But this woman, the Bible says that she dug into what she needed to live on. And then, when she saw it wasn't much, she decided to give everything. The principle here is simple. You know, we used to think, until E.G. Links pointed this out to me when I was reading his book, I also used to think like that, that it's about proportions. But he pointed out that, look at it, it's not about proportion, it's about what you have to live on. Okay? About what you have to live on. That if a man has, let's say Nigeria of today, has 20 million naira, and he has 4 children resuming school next week, and he gave an offering of 10 million, that's 50%. What is remaining is more than enough to pay the fees, feed them for the rest of the year, everybody's happy. So, even though she has given 50%, half of all her money, you cannot assume that she's more generous than somebody who had only 100,000 naira, who also has kids to go to school the following week, and gave 10,000 naira. Because what is remaining, which is 90,000 naira, is quite small compared to his own 10 million. Even though his proportion is only 10, actually he has given more than the man that gave 50%. Why? It is what they have to live on you are talking about here. I hope you get my point here. Now, the reason why I'm talking about this, because there are two kinds of people that God has given the giving ministry in life. There are two kinds of people. Now, that is how you discover it. The first set are people that all they ever think about when things are happening is what to give. And God just puts in their heart. They come in here, they sit down. Everybody say, oh, we are hearing the word. Our seats are comfortable. The ambience is good. And they are thinking, I wonder how much they are paying to make the place comfortable. That's what he's thinking about. He doesn't have much. Sometimes he doesn't even have a job yet. He's not earning anything. But he just concerned that, wow, running this ministry must cost something. And the type of person that will be making inquiries. Okay, how much does it cost to do this? How much does it cost to do this? Want to do a program. Or maybe we're in the family, like we said, okay, we need to get something done. And he's wondering, how much will it cost? How much will it cost? Her heart is always, what can I do financially as a gift? And every time money comes in, say, good, I've always wanted to do this. I've always wanted to do this. So you now find people like that giving 10%, 20, 30, 40, 60, 90, 100% of their earning, it never stresses them. Now this is the point. Not because they have abundance. But because they have what? Grace. Now, a lot of preachers, pastors, we make that mistake. And I think that because of that, they are more faithful than other people. Not necessarily. Each person has his grace. Sometimes other people have that grace. It's operating in an area that you're not aware of. Are you getting my point here? It's not only preaching he's spending money on. He's spending money on feeding the poor. He's spending money on the homeless. He's spending money on the fatherless, the motherless, you know, the orphans. God is spending money on different things. Listen to this, to surprise some people. He's even spending money to place the person he wants in power. Yes, God is also spending money. It doesn't mean he's bribing. Adverts are not free. In societies where you cannot steal government money to put yourself back in power, the money has to come from somewhere. And if God is concerned about who is governor, is president, who's going to be governor, I mean, there was one I watched on TV once. The governor was a man who was a retired school principal in the United States of America. He contested against two very powerfully, that is financially powerful people. And the day he won that election, this was many years ago, almost 20 years ago that I saw this now on TV. He said, this definitely has been an experience money could not buy. Because he was the poorest of the three. Both the other two candidates were multi-millionaires. And they had resources to spend on the campaign. He didn't have any. He was a retired school principal. But people liked him. What do I say? To put such a person in office, the people had to spend money. They had to spend money. They had to gather and put money down. So you see, God is interested in such things. So he also puts people there to do such things. So sometimes you find that people might have their grace in different areas. Now, sometimes when we pastors don't understand, the person that God sends to us to assist, do you get my point? We think he's more faithful than everybody else. Not necessarily so. That's one thing I learned from Kenny Hagin. I'm not saying I've perfected it, but I'm working towards it too. He said he tries to treat everybody the same. When he was a pastor, he didn't care who you were. If he didn't give any money to church, and you give a lot of money to church, you got the same treatment. And there are many reasons why a minister should know that. Because sometimes you look at people from outside. You know this thing they call powder and oil. When you put it on the face, you don't know what's really going on inside. There are those who are very good at smiling. But their pocket is weeping and gnashing teeth every day. And you as a man of God, you think the guy has money. He doesn't. Just like he knows how to iron his shirt. Anytime he irons, he's standing straight. He looks like gold. But if the guy tells you his woes, you will give him an offering. You forget that you are the preacher. So Kenneth Hagin said he tries to treat everybody the same. Now, but my emphasis here is that, you see, so there are people who are very faithful, not just because they are faithful, but because they have a grace in that area. I'm not emphasizing that there are two. I'm emphasizing one part. This issue of grace. So if, and then God, you see, God, if he gives you a gift, he gives the ability to exercise it. So such people, what he starts doing is that he starts pouring grace in their direction. For example, the more I preach, the more I teach the word, the more I study scripture, the more I have to teach. It's called grace. The more I exercise myself in teaching, the more grace I have to do it. In the same manner, For people like that, the more he gives, the more God has found him faithful, and the more he pours grace into his hands, and finances start flowing into his hands. So it starts when he's small. Then one day he says, oh, that brother is always, anytime he wants to give, it's 100 million, it's 150 million. So people now go and say, you see, that's why you have to start giving. When you start giving, God will start multiplying for you. And God says, I don't do it for everybody, I'm sorry. You don't have that grace. Don't let anybody preach it to you to make you go and cure for grace that's not yours. You had better go and start teaching scripture. You are a teacher. You are a preacher. You are an apostle. Go out there and go and break new grounds. Heal the sick. Raise the dead. Exercise yourself in that. Don't join those who are giving so that they can multiply and have more to give. Oftentimes that's the problem. We mix everything together. But I need to teach this for people. That's the major reason I'm teaching it. Please, if you can, read that book, So Who Will Pay For This. I also taught it inside that book, So Who Will Pay For This. Because when you don't talk about grace, you don't provoke it in the hearts of Christians. So many people are there, they have the grace, they don't know it. His friends tell him that, you always give, I mean, what you don't have. God sends 20,000 naira into his hands, and his friends say, listen, this is time for you to buy a new pair of shoes or change your phone or something like that. And they come. Okay, let's go and buy the phone. Say, I don't have money again. How come you don't have money? But yesterday they paid you 20,000 for the job we did now. Actually, as we were coming, you know,
I told that guy that I was telling you about now that needed to write the exam tomorrow. I just remembered him. So I called him. He said he had not paid the fees still. And the money that he needed to pay was 18,500. So I gave it to him. Huh? So his friends look at, are you all right? This guy, suffering will kill you. Can you imagine? He said, guys, check him now. I just remembered him yesterday. Why would I go and be buying a new pair of shoes when people have not written exams? Oh, I went to church on Sunday, and pastor was saying that the program starts next week, and that if anybody has something to contribute, I just realized that I've not contributed anything. Don't worry, these shoes we'll buy later. But this program is this week. So what did you do? I just dropped the 20,000. It was in my hand that time. So because it was in your hand, you dropped it. Even if it was not there, I would have gone to get it. So don't think that's the reason. And they're looking at him like, what is wrong with this guy? People don't realize that's his grace. The Bible says, quench not the spirit. Don't obstruct the flow of his grace. Don't counsel him away from his grace. That's why I need to teach this. Because a lot of Christians don't know. They have that grace. They are not exercising it. So God is not adding to it. Let's talk about this. Because as you're talking like this, people have it. Their hearts start stirring up. I told you. When was I like doing ministry? That's my grace. That's my gift. My wife and I folded just the 12 of these tracks that co-workers would gather and fold. 10,000 copies, only two people, and give out everything free. And listen, I'm being honest with you. It's not that I'm saying it that I realized that I never said it. I never said, God, for this work we are doing, you reward it. It didn't cross my mind. I don't know whether I get my point. I did not see that sacrifice for God. We are doing this now. We are suffering. When our enjoyment comes, they will know. Didn't cross my mind. It's not that I'm saying it to you now. I realize that some people would have expected me to think like that. You say, oh, now God has opened doors for you. Go here and there, preaching on TV, on radio, and all of that. It was because we folded the tracts. And now, it's not as if we are not enjoying, of course, There's no enjoyment in it. But because we did that, God said, let us now add grace. I told you, testimony. We now have a quarterly program in Port Harcourt. The next one, you can mark the date, is February 3rd and February 4th. The next one after that is, the dates are already fixed. Posters will be printed. A hotel hall is hired. Hotel rooms are hired for us to stay. All those things are done, and Kingdom World Ministries Enugu doesn't spend a dime. It is the friends of Kingdom World Ministries in Port Harcourt. They gather themselves, they levy themselves, and I've never asked them how much they haul. When they say, can we make it quarterly? I said, don't beg me. I should be thanking you. This is the kind of dream we had in mind. You people now begged us to come. I said, which kind of begging is this? Are you getting my point? This is not begging. I remember them once in a while. I pray for them. Why am I saying all of this? God opened those doors. Maybe because we're folding tracks. But it's not a reward for folding tracks. What is the enjoyment in driving to? I mean, when we were coming back the last time, we were at Okigwe. We drove in the dark. Our lights were not bright. The car's light's not good. Because when Okigwe trucks block here, we're there. So there's no enjoyment. That's something they say. There's no enjoyment in it. But you see, because we say, okay, you folded the tracks. Now I put you on radio for that reason. Why? Grace is amplified. Because you folded the tracks. You have a website. In fact, one of my friends from the UK, actually sent me, my classmate of mine, he's a minister, he's in UK. All right? He said, you have a very strong web presence. Apparently, he did a small search. Boom! We came out on top. All of this, God said, let me do that. Why? You folded the tracts. It's not payment. I don't know whether you're getting my point here. It's not payment. In the same manner, remember I'm talking about quench not the spirit. Some people have the giving grace. Don't advise them away from it. Just be watching them. They will give until they are broke. There are those who say that you only give what you have, but the same people will buy a car on credit and be paying. Anything you can buy on credit, you can give on credit. That's my logic. If you can do it on credit for yourself, You can't do it on credit for somebody else. That I've told you. Peter Daniel said that he wanted to see how much money a man could give. He gave and gave until he was flat broke. So he went to the bank and borrowed on his business. He said, lend me money. What do you want to do with it? I want to give it out. Are you all right? Is it your money? My business is collateral. If I don't pay, collect. The bank lent him money. He gave it out. God replenished it. He said, I want to see how much a man who grew up in poverty can give in a lifetime. When I tell you, Bill Gates is the richest man in the world, don't mind those things. That man, nobody knows how much he has given because he's not out there announcing the whole. He's a Christian. So he gives the way the Lord Jesus said. Please, I hope you are getting what I'm going to explain here. It's called grace. Many Christians have that grace, but they've not been taught. Most of us pastors don't realize it exists. We think it's just a normal Christian thing. So we expect every Christian to be that dedicated. But they are not because they don't have the grace. They don't have it. Their grace is in different areas. No matter how much they give, God is not replenishing the way we promise He will replenish. Why? God said, this is not the job I sent them to do. Everybody has his own gift. I said it many years ago that I don't believe that even if I'm spending ₦1 billion a month, I believe that most of the money will come from 12 people. Because as God has put the grace to teach His word in my mouth, put it in my life, so has He placed grace on some people to go and pay. That's what He did. When we're still paying rent, less than $200,000 a year. One day our rent was due here. There was less than $200,000 a year. And Kai, there was no money. Personally, I didn't have. Ministry did not have. If I had personally, that's what ministry was at the beginning. My wife and I paid for everything. I didn't have. Ministry did not have. I was praying. Father. Then that day I was climbing my stairs. I was having a conversation. Maybe it was the Holy Spirit. So if this one you are doing, if the money comes tomorrow now, how will you feel? Wouldn't you feel bad for worrying? I said, it's true. I shouldn't worry. So I give the Lord thanks. So that day I spoke to myself. I said, it's true. I shouldn't worry. The next day, a brother called me. He sent us ₦1 million. The next day. Either the next day or the day after that. I was believing God for how much? Under 200,000. The next day, I got a call. Says, sir, we just send the ministry money. I was so happy that I gave up worrying before then. You understand my point?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, because my repentance was reduced. Because I gave up worrying before that day. Listen, it's called grace. It's grace that God poured on some people. And Chris, listen, I'm teaching this so that those who have the grace will start exercising themselves. This one that pastors come on air and be embarrassing the whole body of Christ as if the gospel is about money raising. It's coming to an end. But God can't bring it to an end until He stirs up this grace in the hearts of His people. But one pastor's mount, once they start on radio, we thank God. At the end of it, they preach for 5 minutes and beg for 5 minutes. That is the embarrassment. I wish I had money to send all of that. So please, stop that thing. Of course, I don't need to tell you when you watch TV. Oh, Father in heaven. And what used to pain me is the lies. As I was coming today, I began to hear in my spirit the grace amplification principle. What is grace? 5, the number of grace. When it's amplified, 200, it becomes 25. So the Lord said, if you're going to have 1 million people that will give $25 each, they'll pour grace upon this country. Hey! I said, the Lord didn't say it. Forget that thing. Are you sure the Lord didn't say it? I know the kind of things He says. When He wants to say, He doesn't put on national TV. He started laughing at us. One day I went to church, the reverend there was an Anglican church. So I think I was one that preached that day, there. When I finished preaching about the seed is the word of God, the man got up at the end and said, I was talking about something else. I just said, the seed is the word of God. He said, praise God, though. We thought the seed was money. Have you not been watching TV? I felt bad. And this is a reverend gentleman. He was embarrassed that he put on TV as one is finishing, another person is coming up.
One said, God said, grace amplified. One said, this is the year of release. The number of jubilee is 50. Tonight, those who want release, they will put 50 or the amplification of 50. If you put in 5,000, God said he will save everybody in your house. I say, yeah. No, have you not heard it? But I've explained it to you, don't be angry. Again, be angry on the other side. That God, please, give me money to shut these lies up. Yes, it's an important prayer. Don't just be angry. I said, I can't be lying like this. You've never given them 10 kobo. Between you and them, you are lying together. You go to the church, you're angry, your pastor is lying. Have you ever given him money? You said, didn't you lie when you were hungry? Should I prove to you you lied? I will just pass and say, let me just greet you. It's a lie. You were hoping they were cooking. Is that not a lie? And you tell somebody, man, this your shirt is fine, no? Is the shirt fine? Yes. But is that why you told him? No. You are hoping he will offload. Is that not a lie? We all dead. Look, listen, you better be repenting on your seat for the lies you have told. So the pastor that's lying too, his own lie is more serious because he handles a delicate matter. But are you getting my point? Have mercy on him small. But I'm talking about the release of grace. There are people that God said, listen, if you understand this, I will make you so rich, you will be embarrassed. You know the kind of riches that will embarrass you. You see that people will say that countries are countries and you are wondering, how can country be hard? I just made 500 million yesterday and I didn't even leave my house. You know, that's what I call embarrassing. You can't tell your friends because if you tell them, they will think you don't know what they will think. They say the country is hard, you know, you can't pay children's school fees. You can't pay children's school fees. Now, wow. So you go and greet him at home. Hey, children, how are you doing? You dash each child 1 million. And your friend is wondering, what is wrong with this guy? But you don't know how to tell him, I have 500 of it. And I don't need it. But I can't tell you, it's going to appear. You're embarrassed. Listen to me. You are listening to me this evening. God will do it in your life. Amen. He will do, and it's nothing. Oh God, I pray you get the point. It's nothing. It's as easy for him to do as to explain John chapter 3 verse 16 to Pastor Banky. The same thing. It's grace. I come and say, go. Like Apostle was quoting me just now. The pastor came the other day, he said that by faith he understands. And he was excited. It impressed him. That's how he's using it for a prayer point. You hear something last week is prayer point today. You know what it means? You're impressed with the revelation. That is, and for God, giving a man, have a young man, make 50 million every weekend is as easy. After all, what is by grace we understand? It's not to understand, you understood. In the same manner, he can give you information. Invest in this. And it's not, you're not a gambler. Gamblers are those who don't know what's going to happen. They are hoping something will happen. But Joseph knew the famine would be 7 years. Sorry, he knew the abundance would be 7 years. Was he gambling? Let's prepare and gather things. He was not gambling. If Joseph was an investor today, are you getting what I'm saying? What I want to tell you is not a joke. There are those that God told, listen, between now, he said, from now, I want all your resources held in dollars. He said, Lord, why? He said, because over the next 3 years, I am going to break down the value of the naira by 300%. So I'm going to crash it down to one third. And God told them. And he said, from now on, this is how you handle it. And they are doing business, and they are not stealing. They are doing legitimate business. They are doing that. Oh, you are shouting, value. It's not moving them. A day will come again. Some of them, angels will actually talk to them. They'll be in their office. A man will say, somebody wants to see you. Person will walk in, and he will sit down. Suddenly in his spirit, he will know it's an angel. And he will stand. What is the Lord saying? The Lord says, I want you to stop investing here. Henceforth, all your investment go to this side. Do you get the point? You say, yes, I do. And the angel will carry his briefcase and walk out through the wall. And the man will call the board meeting the next day and say, look, that meeting we had last week, scrap everything. They say, why? He said, don't worry, I know what I'm doing. And they are used to him. If God says so, sorry.
And all the investment they had planned before, they watch it crumble over the next few months. How did he know? And the Lord said, don't tell them. Look, these are graces available. Christians that have just not, they've not been released. That's it. They are still showing seeds so they can harvest. So God said, who's talking about you harvesting anything? I'm talking about people being released to walk into realms that the earth did not know existed. So harvesting what? Listen, sometimes I'm sitting down watching TV. Because I watch a lot of things. I'm watching. I mean, Mark Cuban said something once. He said when Uber came up, he was the first they approached for investment. He looked at Uber and said, this is not going to work. He said, I'm the fool for it now, when he was saying it. There are those that God will say, invest in it, hold it for 5 years. They'll go public at this particular time, liquidate everything because I'm shutting them down after 2 years. They'll put in $1 million, it'll turn to $400 million. It's called grace. It's not a principle of show and you shall reap. No. It's grace. And such people, one thing that will mark them, they are not. That's something you must understand about Christianity. Most of the people who are doing things like this for God, they are not in the pages of the newspaper. They are not pastors. So you don't hear their stories. How many of you ever saw a Rayon Bonnke crusade? Each crusade Rayon Bonnke did, do you know how many millions used to go into it? Did you ever hear the man receive an offering? Did you ever hear Rayon Bonnke say, this program has cost us a lot? There are things he doesn't do. But does it mean he doesn't pay? Believe me, those bills are paid by people that you and I will never find out about. And even when we get to heaven, it's not a topic for discussion. There are other things we discuss. We're talking about grace. There is a giving ministry, I'm telling you. There are people that God wants to convert resources into their hands. They don't make the news. So their 50th birthday, it's only them and their family. It's not on the pages of any newspaper. Yet, if you were to ask them, when it gets to that point, a man will tell you that in this family, my wife and I will release 150 million naira every month to ministries. And when it's going out, Vushu Corolla, Toyota Corolla, model 7 years old. So you've not changed your car, are you still working well? He doesn't see why you should change it. God didn't give him money for changing cars. He gave him money to preach the gospel, feed the poor, educate. That is, some people, a man like that, maybe all his wife does is share money. After the children have gone to school, she starts sharing money. Live in a decent but modest home. No newspaper. Those people are not covered by newspapers. They don't make it to the pulpits. They are not preachers. The pastors they are giving to are not even their friends. They're not friends. They just come, worship the Lord, hallelujah. Offering, just drop envelope, what do they call it? Check inside. 10 million. You don't know how much he has. You think, oh, this 10 million, this brother is faithful to us. You don't know that you are one of the 50. You don't know him. The day you talk, what do you do? You say, oh, we transport tomatoes. That's the one that concerns you. What I didn't tell you is that we mine for gold in South Africa. I didn't tell you that part. What he did not tell you is that for the last 15 years, there has been no currency change in the world that the angels of God did not inform me about at least 6 months ahead. That's what he didn't tell you. What he wouldn't tell you is that he would tell you, I know the day they are going to deregulate this and that. The Lord has told me, strategize, be ready for this. You just greet him, well done, sir. God bless you. Father, Lord bless you. Let me pray for you, sir. You don't know he's more anointed than you. Is it because he gave you money? Is it because you are a preacher? In his own area of grace, you should be kneeling down. Yeah, but you won't know. Because he's just a simple person. I want to call it, look, that's what I have understood from time. All this one, coming to church, everybody, we have a special need this morning. Who will give us 1,000? Who will give us 2,000? The Lord says to me this morning, there will be 50 people who says, my God, I will give him 10,000 each today for the breakthrough that I'm expecting. That thing smells in God's nose. He dislikes hearing it. It's an embarrassment. We don't paint a correct picture of him. That's not his character. He accepts the 1 naira offering, 10,000 naira offering, 2,000, he accepts everything. But it does not depend on the whole congregation to gather and they're stressing themselves. No. So I did this in this time period. I said, look, I've given grace. I've given grace. What I just want is for people to understand that this grace is available. There are those that have the giving ministry. That's what I'm talking about. I said there are two types. I've just generally described this grace as it's released. The second type, which let me quickly mention, because I just looked at my time briefly now. I just realized how far gone it is. There's another one of that type, which I believe is also a manifestation. People find it out practically. Unfortunately, again, the world doesn't understand it. They think a woman is lucky because he earns a lot of money. But let me tell you today, God says once you earn beyond average, you don't buy job. You know what they call buy job? It's pidgin English. That is, God says, to whom much is given, much is expected. What we'll find is that Christians who know how to live large, something that upsets my soul when I see the way Christians live large. You know, call living large? Flying everywhere, buying every new gadget that shows up, and they think it's a sign that they have prospered. I believe in prosperity. But believe me, you don't want to get to the judgment seat of God and God is accusing you. Say, how come the evangelism in that place was not complete? I don't know, those pastors, instead of them to preach, say, wait. They were going to preach, they didn't have money. Why didn't they have money? You bought a new car, that's why they didn't have money. Their money bought a new car. Why? Because you feel you're a big boy. You have plenty of money. So it's you know, by the strength of my might, for the glory of my majesty. So it should show in my life. You know, I told you before, I look at Nigeria. In fact, you know, I look at God and say, Papa God, I'm still feeling sorry for him. I'll soon stop. Dear Lord, so sorry. Oh, I feel sorry for him in that. They will pray, bless us, bless us, bless us. Then when he blesses us, we export the blessing. And we say it's a sign of blessing. Listen, until people's mindsets change, America will only God can break the power of America. Only God. Human Boko Haram, what they call it, Islamic State can't do it. Do you know why? It's a very simple spiritual principle. The desire of all nations is for them. And once the desire of all nations is for them, they will carry their wealth to the place. And their gates will not close day or night. You get the principle? The same Arabs who are shouting, grace Satan, give them opportunity. Phew! They run to America. Iranians run to America. Syrians run to America. Afghans run to America. Saudis run to America. Everybody wants to go to America. And once everybody wants to go there, they will not be poor. I see the way we talk, you know, dollar. I say, why is dollar our international measure of wealth? Why? I'll give you a summary of the reason. It's God. God just said, everybody look at dollar. And once everybody is looking at dollar, there's no how it's coming down. Because when you are looking at, where is it? Up there. It's up there. Barack Obama at the time was pointing it. Do you know, people don't realize what they call it, quantitative easing. They just go to the press and print it the way you print paper. Ah, I looked and said, Father in heaven. Now, that's what I've told you is the reality. The reason why America can print, do you know America's number one export? Who can tell me? The $100 bill is our number one export. That $100 paper is the greatest thing that comes out of America. Everybody wants it. And once everybody wants it, it will have value. That's just by the way. So God said, I want to bless these people, but their minds is where? America. So once I give them small blessing, they used to buy printed notes. But that's not my main message is those who said, you are in the giving ministry.
By default, you're in the giving ministry. How did you get into it by default? Like I said, you're in it by default. How did you get inside there? I just gave you extra. I gave you abundance. Then what are you doing? You still are still behaving as if giving is last. You are still behaving as if it is what you do out of pocket change. When I've satisfied myself, for you, it is still a matter of he gave bread for food and remnant for the sower. God said, but it's not like that. It's not like that. Once I give you abundance, you still follow the same principle. It is, first of all, seed for the sower, then bread for food. And if you put sowing first, you will realize that you are defaultly in the giving ministry just because you earn so much. People get good jobs, they are comfortable and everything, and at the end of the month, you see their pay package. How much? 300,000. People say, wow, you have a good job. But there are people that is their weekend. What is weekend? That's... Oh, one of our brothers was telling me the other day, he said, there's some man he knows that he and his wife combined earn 10 million naira a month. Okay, I think he said 9. Yes, okay, 9. He was trying to tell me foolishness. Those guys were about to do something very foolish. He said, these are people who earn 9 million naira combined a month. I started by telling you 300,000 naira will be considered a good, it's good money, isn't it? But all around, there are people who earn 10 times that. And they just look normal. Their head is just normal size. That is why, those of you know me well enough. I don't have time for all this. If you don't give God 10%, he will send you to hellfire. Because if you give me 10%, I will send you to the second hellfire. Because the amount of money I've given you, if you and me calculate a percentage, quite a good day. I expect you to just wake up in the morning. When I pay you money, just say, hey, Lord, work has started. This is work. I look at them and say, okay, go there. Yes. Roof that building for them. They've been constructing for 4 years. Yes, Lord. You get there. Guys, how much is your roofing? They say, just 6 million, sir. You know, the church is big. He says, that's so. All right, take these three. I'll be back. I say, good boy. Sit down. That is, those who have given ministry, they will give until they beg, that is, they borrow to continue giving. Can you share this inequality? Do we share this pulpit equally? No, think about it. Every time you come here, nobody means they stand for here. If you see anybody here, you could lose your way, Pastor. You know I traveled. In the same manner, people think this is prestigious. No, it's a job. In the same manner, when it comes to giving, it's not, they don't share it equally. It's not shared equally. It's not shared equally at all. But that is not the raising offering. It's the release of grace I'm talking about. Henceforth, because of you, people won't talk about money again. Listen, it will come to a time, a pastor will know you and come to you and say, listen, we have a program next week. It's 5 million. How much are you bringing? I say, okay, I could give you the 5 million, but it's not good. So take 4.8. Any other brethren contribute 200,000. He said, no, just bring the 5 million complete. I'll remove the 200,000. Then they will contribute. You know, people don't know, say, man of God, do they chop? You know, some of this, it is not, apostle, you didn't get my point. He said that Pastor Murphy is doing program, you give him 50,000. Okay, thank you. He, Munko, you know, go chop. Next time, you give him 55. You guys, okay, 50,000 for the program, 5 for you. That is the way to do this thing. We're tempting men of God to be rearranging accounting. No, Christians won't get that point. You want them to give 200, don't worry. I will deduct the 200 on their behalf. So you see, you are watching it, I've collected it. What are you doing with it? My wife and I are going to shop, right? Do you have anything against this Black Friday? The Lord is good. Somebody say grace. Say grace to prosper. Grace to give. Grace for abundance. Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Let's leave it there so we can go home. Let's rise to our feet. I want us to pray. Let's just take a few minutes and pray. I feel that this is one ministry that pastors have not taught well, mostly because they are not well informed themselves. They still think we share giving equally in the body of Christ, but it's not true. It's not true. We don't share it equally. Some people have grace. Begin to give a lot of thanks, especially if you sense that grace in your life. Listen, don't claim the grace because you want to enjoy it.
Don't even go near that. God, when you have that kind of grace, the Lord starts marking you. Starts marking you. The same way I'm not allowed to say just what I like. I'm not allowed to twist the word of God for what I will gain personally. The same manner you're not allowed to twist the money for what you will gain personally. You will build missions, you will do all kinds of things, and after 20 years, you still won't own your own house. And people will think you are mad. Because they know what you have done. They total it in those 20 years, you have given out literally in billions, but you've never at a point in time been able to settle down. Don't let them, look, I'm not explaining something here. It's not something to aspire to because you want to enjoy. All your friends will carry their children, travel over the world, be enjoying. And they know what you can do. When your wife says, are we traveling? And you look at your wife and say, baby, I'm sorry we can't. Why not? You know, the other day, you know that orphanage was sponsoring? Yes, I just found out that 6 of those children have passed SSCE exam. And have decided that they should go to a private university. Look at their fees. And your wife too, because God gave you a wife like yourself. She will say, it's true. So where are we going? Say, let's go to Abuja. Go and visit. Let's go. Children, let's go to ShopRite for this Christmas. All their friends who have that same financial muscle with their parents, they're in different parts of the world. It's not something you're aspiring to say, me too, I want to chop life. No. At the point in time, people will look at you and think you are mental. You think something's wrong with you? Because one day you will gather money and say, finally, they are selling land in one choice area. Your wife always wanted a house there. The land is 60 million, you have the money. And the day before you pay, you just go to church. Sometimes God just sends those pastors to be temptation for your soul. And that's it, they want to do Enugu Wafbeck. Okay. And they are bringing ministers from everywhere. And pastor has not done anything. The Holy Spirit just say, do you know how much it costs to fly minister from different parts of the country? You are looking here. And I say, somebody worship the Lord. You are like this. You are frozen. They don't know the calculation going on in your head. As you're about to go home, your wife say, have you heard? Were you there in church? As we're saying, no, my spirit was just saying that this must happen. This must happen. And you look at your wife, you and your spirit, will you be careful? You go to church, pastor, how far? What's the budget? Pastor says, everything we have seen, we have 15 million. I say, pastor, take the 15. Don't announce about money again. Tell the agent, we know they buy again. It's a matter of fact that the material things are vanity. That's why God gave it the money. That's one reason why God has not released the grace. Christians still give to God out of change. That's why the grace has not been released. A man with such an amount, if he gives 6 million, then I feel so quiet. In fact, the pastor comes to personally dedicate his house. And so it's really important. And pastors have just made, people who are failing in their ministry, you have exalted them as if they are faithful people, just because you say you get poverty mentality. I'm saying all of this, so it's not grace. Just what I wanted to just pray. Say, Lord, if that's my grace, give me revelation. That's just it. It's not something like I claim it. If you want abundance, claim abundance. If you want plenty, claim it. Whatever you want, claim. There's no problem with that. Jesus guaranteed that one for you as a child of God. But we're talking about the giving grace. The grace to bring forth abundance and release it. If you are here and that's your grace, is beginning to ignite in your soul right now. You might be poor yet, physically speaking. You may not have much, but listen, grace is beginning to be ignited in your life. Begin to give the Lord thanks. Everybody give God thanks. Say, Lord, thank you. Thank you for ability. My own grace. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for ability. Thank you for ability. Thank you for ability. Thank you for ability. I release that giving grace to those who are so called now in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Right now, receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. What has happened over time was that ignorance did not let us know. Ignorance did not let us know that such graces were available. So we wanted to share everything equally. You've given that like everybody else in church, yes, so you're happy. But you do know that God said no for this mission work, for this ministry work, for the support of the orphanage, for the support of the poor, for the development of your society, for your street. Sometimes it's just even your village, for the building of a town hall to help the school in your village, for example. They need school hall. God said, no, I don't want anybody waiting for government again. Sometimes we just give small. We thought every time we do launching. God said, no. I've planted my people everywhere to be a blessing. That grace to those it belongs to, receive it now in the name of Jesus. Amen. Be ignited in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. It doesn't mean you are rich. I tell you, there are two sets. Some they discovered by default. Why? God just gave them abundance. But for some people, he hasn't given them any abundance yet. But there's a kindling in the spirit. They have 5,000, they gladly give out 4. They have 10,000, sometimes they've given out everything before they realize they've started giving. Listen, that grace is amplified now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Lord, send financial laborers into the harvest field.
Amen.
Father, release those laborers now as a result of this teaching in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Somebody will listen to this, not from Nigeria, but from a far place. And his grace, her grace will be kindled in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Grace, the giving grace, the wealth grace, be kindled now in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
It's kindled.
Amen.
It's kindled.
Amen.
It will begin to flow.
Amen.
Now listen to a manifestation some of you will have. You will suddenly start understanding the markets. Yes. Many will suddenly start inventing things. Let me tell you one word. You must wait upon your ministry. You must wait upon your ministry. You must wait upon your ministry. That is, if you say, this is my work, you wait upon your ministry. If God wants you to be a creator of wealth, a manager of resources, you wait upon your ministry. What do I mean by that? You must have information. Don't sit down there while everybody is shouting, hey, 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 hey. They are shouting, Biafra, no Biafra, Alarewa, no Arewa, OPC, no OPC. Don't answer them. Open to where they are discussing movement of cash in the country. Open to where government reports on investments going on. Those are the things you use to kindle your spirit. Are you getting my point here? You kindle something inside the ghost. I say, hey, Joseph, wait, don't mind those boys. You know what they are saying. You just see one paper, you see one hidden column in which somebody expresses something. And the Holy Spirit says, that's it. But you can't do that watching Big Brother Africa. Are you getting my point? Your favorite channel cannot be African Magic. There's no magic for you there. That's not your favorite channel. You should be watching things like Bloomberg. Bloomberg TV. I'm telling you. You should know what NAFDAC needs when it comes to registering a company. Are you getting my point? You wait upon your ministry. That's what I'm talking about. You wait upon your ministry. Please don't miss. We are going to be teaching next week. From the other week. The laws of fruitfulness. As much as God will give me the grace, I will explain some of these things. I believe that what will happen as a result of the teaching is that Paul said that through the grace given to me, I want each person to know this. That it's through the grace given to me, Banky. All right? As I begin to teach, each person will just be stirred up. There will be things I will not say, but they will hear.
Amen.
Are you getting my point? I'm not a musician. I don't know much about music market and all of that, but I will teach. Suddenly, somebody will get inspiration to record music. Somebody will get inspiration to market music in a different way. That's what's going to happen. Please don't miss it. The laws of fruitfulness. Let's give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, thank you. Let's give him thanks. Say, Lord, thank you. Let's thank him. Say, Lord, thank you. Give him praise. Just give him praise. Say, Lord, I receive my grace. 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 Father, I bless your people with your blessing.
Amen.
Goodness will go with you in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Mercy will stay with you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No evil will befall you as you go home.
Amen.
No evil will befall you as you stay at home.
Amen.
Peace will be upon you in your home in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God will make all grace abound towards you. You will have all sufficiency in all things, and you will abound to every good work in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Your grace is released in Jesus' name.
Amen.
I say your grace is released in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Health is your portion from the top of your head to the soles of your feet.
Amen.
Every affliction in your body, I rebuke it again in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
And I say life walks in you right now.
Amen.
Life walks in you right now.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
This week, God will open a door for you.
Amen.
A special door just to show that he loves you. We open for you this week in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every form of lack and affliction is broken.
Amen.
Because Jesus died for you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, we have prayed.
Amen.
All right, come on, let's share the grace in fellowship. One, two, let us go. Because of the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, surely we are passed out of death.